creating cultural awareness and understanding. This is Culture Click. Culture Click is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University.
Some people call it trick shooting, others call it exhibition shooting. It's pretty fantastic to watch. If you haven't ever heard of the sport before, today you will be informed. We sat down with the Gould brothers to find out more about their shooting skills at this year's 2012 Governor's Deer Hunting Opener, which took place at the Winona Sportsman's Club. Today, find out how the Gould brothers became involved with exhibition shooting, how hunting has been an important part of their lives, and what kind of responsibility comes along with their career and hobby. You're listening to Culture Click with Terry Tenseth. I am at the Winona Sportsman's Club, and it's the Governor's Deer Hunting Opener. Some people call it Orange Friday. Some people call it the best time of the year. But I'm with some fellas who do trick shooting, and I'm going to go ahead and have them introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Steve Gould.
And I'm Aaron Gould.
And we are Gould Brothers Exhibition Shooting.
Okay, so when did you guys figure out that trick shooting was something you wanted to do or try?
Well, we started shooting together about 5 years ago, and we were inspired by another Minnesota native, Tom Knapp. Tom Knapp has shot professionally for 20-plus years, and so we started trying some of the things that we had been seeing, and we really just got a passion for it, and it sort of spiraled from there, and got out of control.
Was it out of control for you too? Like too much to handle?
No, I was always in control. Maybe Steve was out of control. Well, he still is out of control. But in spiraling out of control, it just, you know, it blossomed into, this is our third year of doing live performances. And we went from doing just local clubs up to performing on some of the largest stages that this sport participates in the country.
For people that don't understand what trick shooting is, can you formulate the best way to explain it?
This is tough. We've tried so many times, and what you get when you explain exhibition shooting or trick shooting is, oh, that's neat. But if you were to go to our website, www.gbxshooting.com, and watch our video, you would get a lot better idea of what it is. And then you might be more fascinated with it. But if you don't have the time to go there, basically what exhibition shooting is it's taking our shotguns and shooting them in many unconventional ways, shooting multiple clays, shooting them very fast. But our show is much more than just shooting guns as well. It's a dialogue between Aaron and I, and it's really an entertainment show. It's not us just standing up there shooting shotguns. It's supposed to be an entertainment show that is enjoyable for young, old, male, female, and everybody in between.
So you do a lot of configurations that I would never try, like shooting over the shoulder and actually getting it. I mean, how do you practice for that, for something you can't see?
Well, before performing any shot, even in practice, we have to think about the safety aspect of it. We wouldn't encourage people to go out and try everything that they see us doing. You have to think about the safety aspect, and there's many things that we do that if you don't, there's the risk of injury to yourself or to somebody else. But when you do go through the necessary precautions to all of the things that we do can be performed safely. You just have to take that into consideration before doing it.
Before you did the trick shooting, were you involved in hunting itself growing up?
Well, I'll answer for myself. Steve has a little bit different story that maybe he can fill you in on. I had an uncle that got me into the outdoors at a very young age. I think I was the person that got to carry his squirrels while he was hunting. But I loved it. I loved being out in the woods. And that just developed a passion that he actually told me when I was in high school, if I would have known you were going to go this nuts in hunting and shooting, I'd have never got you into it. But it's been a great time. I've loved hunting and shooting my whole life, and especially the shooting side of things, target shooting and whatnot. So I've been doing it all my life, and here's what Steve's experience is.
Well, like Aaron said, my story is a little bit different. I didn't grow up hunting and shooting with Aaron and his uncle, or our uncle, I guess he would be. But in college, I became a Christian, and when I became a Christian, I got many new passions and different perspectives on life. And that's kind of when I really gained an appreciation for the outdoors, conservation, the shooting sports, those types of things. When I gained that passion, I told Aaron, let's go shoot.
You didn't give me a weekend off.
I didn't give him a weekend off, so I wanted to shoot and shoot, and then here we are.
Can you tell me your memory of first hunting or first actually shooting the object that you were going after, hitting it, bagging it?
My first hunting experience where I was actually a hunter was on squirrels in central Minnesota, and using a BB gun is how I first shot my first squirrel, and then it just progressed on to other animals after that.
Can you tell me your most memorable hunting experience then?
Well, I think my most memorable experience hunting is usually with Steve, and that's because most of the time when if it's live birds, he misses. And so that's always comical and fun for me to watch and rub into. No, that's a little bit of ribbing there, but
it's partly true, just the opposite, really, because I do recall a pheasant hunt a couple years ago, and we were walking this little shelter belt out at Anderson's, and my dog got on a pheasant. I knew he was on a pheasant, and all of a sudden that pheasant flushes out to your side of the shelter belt. And boom, and boom, and boom, and no bird down. My dog, all this hard work, we flushed him for you, no bird. So you were partly right, you were just had the story flopped.
Well, I believe that was our brother-in-law that was hunting with us that day. I don't think that was actually me.
He did miss a few times as well. Thanks, Bob.
Why is hunting such an important family tradition?
I think hunting can be a great family tradition just because it allows you to spend time together is the top reason. But just being together in the outdoors, there's just something special about it. And it's really hard to explain. I think any time you can really bond with your family, whether it's hunting or hiking or camping, just taking that quality time to be with your family, that's what's important to me. And that's one thing that I think is really great about hunting. You know, if you're not passionate about hunting, if that's not the direction you want to go, fine. But I think it's just the important aspect of spending time with your family.
Just to go along with what Steve said, and I agree with that, is when you get into the outdoors, and especially with hunting, and if you dive in and really try and learn about both the land that you're hunting, the game that you're going after, you really learn an appreciation both for the game and also for the land around you. And you want to conserve that. You want the deer herds to be healthy. You want the land to be healthy. And you just learn a lot about life. If you look into nature, there's a lot of secrets that people sometimes miss, especially if they have not had a lot of time in the outdoors, and things that they don't understand. So that's another important aspect of hunting outdoors that goes along with the family aspect of it.
Do you think there's a misconception that hunters aren't seen as conservationists?
I think that people that misunderstand when they think that, it doesn't matter what group you're a part of, there's always going to be a couple bad apples. But generally, deer hunters, bird hunters, everything, they care deeply about the game. In fact, it's their dollars that are primarily funding the conservation of land, of animals, of rescue projects and things like that, and restoring, say, the wild turkey to Minnesota over the last 20, 30 years. And, you know, it's a lot of the hunters that I know that when the winters get tough, they're trying to help out the deer herds or their pheasants or whatever. And yeah, it's a misconception, because although we are out there taking game, and we use the game, and yeah, my wife prefers venison over beef even, but you know, you're out there, you have that appreciation, and kind of goes back to, you understand that, you know, hunting, yes, you take an animal, you preserve the animals through conservation, and it's just an overall, that's the way life works. And if you're out in nature, you'll see that.
I can see from a lot of people's perspectives that they don't see that there is that misconception, that they don't see how much care there is for the land from the hunters. So that's why I wanted to bring that up, is I don't think that people always see the correlation between that. What are some of the hardest things to overcome to get into this, and to get into trick shooting or just into regular hunting? What are some common basic things?
Well, on the trick shooting side of things, what's difficult is if you want to make a career out of it or be successful in it, One, you need to have name recognition because you need to have a demand for your services at events. Two, to be successful at it, you probably need some sort of sponsorship to help support your ammunition needs and to supplement what you're being paid to come to these events. So getting your name out there is incredibly tough, and that just takes time. You know, it takes marketing, videos.
Integrity.
Integrity.
As a person.
As a person. Okay. Aaron says integrity as a person. Well, and I think what he means by that is having solid character, going to events and just leaving good impressions with people and being good, honest, hardworking people. And then going to the sponsorship side of things. To obtain sponsorship from national companies such as Winchester, our sponsor now, is not something that just happens overnight. You have to have a focus on it. You have to build relationships with the people at Winchester or companies like that. And you have to ultimately show them that you're going to provide value to them in some sort of way. You're not just asking for dollars because you want dollars, but because you are going to provide them with a value. So those are two of the biggest elements with the exhibition shooting side of things. And along with the name recognition, jumping back to that, is having a quality show that people want to watch. And we believe we have a pretty decent quality show, and we're always trying to make it better and make it more entertaining for the folks.
Well, if you're one of those people that are interested in getting into hunting or just want to see what it's about, I would recommend that you find somebody, you know, a trusted individual that you respect that does this type of activity, and just go to them and say, you know, I'm interested. Can you kind of start showing me the ropes? You know, if that person should be able to take you out, get you familiar with both being outside and the outdoors, the elements, as well as, you know, firearm safety or bow safety, whatever the type of hunting that you may be doing, you know, there's a learning curve to it. So when you get into it, you're going to have a lot of things to learn, and but it's fun. And the more you get out there, the more you're going to realize how much there is to learn. But it's just, I think that most people would, once they get exposed to it, are just going to take off with it. And everyone's got a different level of where they want to go with it. Not everyone wants to sit in a deer stand when it's 20 below, but I will. Steve doesn't care for the 20 below weather, but
it takes a special person.
It takes a
special person, and that would pretty much describe you, special.
Thank you. I think I am special, Steve.
Any embarrassing moments you guys want to share?
We did an event just a few weeks ago in Montana, and it was part of a pheasant jamboree. It was a fundraiser for a local college out there. And Steve and I got auctioned off to pheasant different teams. And so the team that I was with on opening morning that Saturday, I'm walking along, and I had walked about a half mile, had not had a chance to shoot at a pheasant yet, and some guys, part of my party, about 400 yards away, kicked some pheasants up, and they were flying my way. And I was with another gentleman that was on the team, and they had paid good money to be on this team, and also good money to have us on their team. And the pheasant comes, and I recognize it's a rooster, and I shoot, boom, boom, boom. Not a feather is touched on this bird. And the gentleman that was there, he looks at me and he goes, I did not expect that to happen. And I said, and I just looked at him and I said, and that's how the pros miss.
I'm kind of coming up with a common theme here between my previous story of you missing pheasants and this story missing pheasants. Yeah, it's, I don't know if you're any good at hunting. And, you know, my team would tell you, that I didn't miss a shot. But of course, they're all in Montana, won't hear this broadcast, and can't say any different. So,
All right. If I remember right, the rest of the weekend, I did very well on my shooting of pheasants and helped my team win the money pot at the end of the tournament. So,
pat on the back. There you go.
Thank you.
My embarrassing moments, I don't get embarrassed.
That's true.
I have a lot of screw-ups. I miss shots and shows. Things go wrong. I don't know. I guess I don't dwell on them. I just keep moving forward, and I miss hunting shots all the time, I guess. And one thing that's interesting about that, it is people hold us to a higher standard when they see our exhibition shooting, and that's fine, and they should. But just to realize that we're normal people, too, and we're going to miss shots, and it happens. More than we'd like, but it happens. But I don't have any specific embarrassing moments that I can that come to mind. You got any embarrassing moments for me? Aaron's embarrassed by me all the time, but
every day.
Every day, yeah.
So when you guys aren't doing this, what are you doing?
Well, actually, Aaron and I both work full-time jobs as well at this point. So a large part of our week's consumed working full-time jobs. And then, of course, a lot of weekends are consumed by traveling to perform these exhibitions, whether it's in Minnesota or some other part of the country. In between all that, we have preparation for these shows, practices that go into them, cleaning our guns, getting all our equipment ready. And then the real difficulty is balancing family time, because we both have families. I have two young children. Aaron has one on the way. Just balancing all that. And we're real close with all of our family, extended family as well, and all two second and third cousins we're pretty close with that live in the area. And, you know, just being able to see them and maintain your friendships and your relationships while trying to juggle all these things that we're doing it's pretty difficult. It's a challenge, you know, ultimately, but that's kind of how our schedules get consumed. And we do really enjoy hunting and getting outdoors, and we don't get to do that as much as we'd like, maybe, but it's all because we have our eye on taking this exhibition shooting to the next level and to making our career out of it.
Last question. Minnesota is a hunting landscape. Can you compare it to any other state, or is it pretty incomparable?
Well, from our travels, you can say that every state is fairly unique. Just coming down from the Alexandria area down into the Winona area, following the river and in the bluff country, we made the comment this morning coming up to the Sportsman's Club, this doesn't even look like Minnesota. And I've flown over this area many times as a pilot, and you can always see it from the air, how the scenery just changes in the river valley here. Every part of Minnesota has its own unique beauty. You've got the bluffs and the river system right here in southeastern Minnesota. You go to the western Minnesota, you got the prairie, fairly flat landscape, but has its own beauty on the prairie. And then you go up to the northeast, where you got the big woods, the heavy pine forests, and the deciduous trees, the hardwoods in between there. So Minnesota has a very unique landscape that is great for the outdoors. The one thing that we have noticed, Minnesota has water, and most other states do not. So it is crazy to go and drive for hours sometimes and never see a lake.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. We were just down in Phoenix last weekend, and we asked the guy if there's much for fishing opportunities. He said, oh, yeah, we got all sorts of fishing opportunities. Within an hour or two, you can be at this lake or that lake. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, within 5 minutes of my house, you can be at 10 good fishing lakes. So and other people that haven't been to Minnesota don't really appreciate all the diverse natural resources that we have. And I feel blessed to be part of the state. Although January, February, you know, I really reconsider sometimes, but I stick around. And the Bahamas, yeah, that might be a good winter destination. But really love this state, and happy to be part of the events out here today.
Well, thanks for taking time, guys.
Thank you.
A big thank you goes out to Aaron and Steve Gould of Gould Brothers Exhibition Shooting. More information on the Gould Brothers can be found at www.gould.shooting.com. This hunting season, keep it safe. You've been listening to Culture Click.
Creating cultural awareness and understanding. You've been listening to Culture Click. Support for Culture Click is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Culture Click is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information, look us up on the web at kqal.org. And thanks for listening to Culture Click.